بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter, باب في مسائل من الدعاء. The chapter on miscellaneous matters regarding دعاء. So different aspects with regards to دعاء. So the first hadith we did is that person who shows another person an act of kindness, and the person that was shown the act of kindness, he replies, وَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this person has praised him to the highest degree. And then we explained why this is. Because a person who never, doesn't matter how much of wealth he's got, how much of power and influence he got, he can never repay the person like how Allah Ta'ala can repay a person. Because Allah Ta'ala's ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness has no limits, absolutely no limits. So, when Allah Ta'ala repays a person, He actually repays the person to the highest that we can't even reach. That is where Allah Ta'ala will repay the person. So we are telling this person, we are handing over this repayment of the kindness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore we're saying that may Allah Ta'ala compensate you for this act of kindness that you have done. So this is what we are saying. So it's impossible to go beyond that. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that he has praised him to the highest degree. So the next hadith that we did was the hadith that we did yesterday. Is do not curse yourself, do not curse your children, do not curse your wealth. It should not be such that this coincides with a time wherein requests or wherein du'as are made and du'as are answered. So therefore a person has to be very, very careful of his tongue at every moment, that what am I saying? So why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith here, is sometimes that we think dua is restricted to a time when a person maybe picks up his hand and makes dua, or specific times of dua. But just to warn us that be careful even outside those times, that you are saying, you're carrying on your day, you're going through your day, you're going through the different times of the day and the different works and different occupations of the day. Don't be laxed in what you say against anybody, against yourself, against your children. Be very careful of what you speak, because even in the day there are times wherein Allah Ta'ala answers du'as. So these are known in Urdu, Qubuliyat ki Ghari, that the times of acceptance. So therefore you may be saying something and Allah Ta'ala accepts it at that moment, and then you never know, you may have said something against your own self. How foolish is this? A person is not careful of his tongue, and then he gets himself into trouble by not being careful of what he says, and he ends up harming himself. So today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbihi wa huwa sajidun, fa akthiru al-du'a, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest a slave is to his Allah, to his sustainer, is when he is in sajda. So engage in abundant dua. So we did this hadith before, we explained that when a person is making dua in salah, then it should be in nafil salat and it should be in Arabic. In salah this is. Outside salah, a person can make English dua, whatever language he wants to make. But if he is making it in salah, then what he should do, he should make it, it should be in nafil salah and it should be in Arabic. This Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi stated that these two conditions for the validity of abundant dua in sajda, it should be in nafil salah, not the faraz salah, and it should be in the Arabic language. So here, what we learn from this hadith is that a person is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. So therefore, the sajda is not a small thing. Even if you look at the name masjid, if we got the name masjid, this word masjid comes, or it means the place of sajda. Why the word masjid has taken, although you'll see that people read Quran Sharif in the masjid, people make zikr in the masjid, people stand in qiyam, standing up in salah in the masjid, they make ruku in the masjid, but why is the name masjid given the name the place of sajda? Because the sajda is something that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is the closest to Allah ta'ala when he is in sajda. So therefore when we also go into sajda, we shouldn't rush the sajda. When a person is very close to the person that he loves, the beloved, or a person may see his father or see his mother after so long, or see his children after so long, he's happy to be in their company. So here the person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an expression, closest he is. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not physically close, because Allah ta'ala, we know, that doesn't encompass any space and any time, but he's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his du'as, in other words, he's close to the mercy, he's close to the rahmat, he's close to the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazal of Allah ta'ala. So like that, the person now shouldn't rush to go into ruku, come up quickly, go back, take his time. He's in ruku, he's in sajda. Why should I be rushing when I'm so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One other thing we learned from today's hadith is that when a person is performing his nafil salah and he knows extra du'as, he knows simple du'as like Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, person may know certain du'as. For example, he knows a du'a for forgiveness, or du'a for forgiveness, Rabbana, or the same du'a he reads in tashahud, Allahumma, some people read Allahumma khfirli wali walidayya, like that till the end. Or some people may read Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira till the end. Or somebody may know Allahumma alif bayna qulubina till the end. So like that, these people that know these various du'as, and we can, you know, even in our nafil salat, after our saying our masnoon du'as in sajda, after saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, person can read these du'as, it can take long, and you can read these du'as, person is so close to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, why not ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, even if it's simple Arabic du'as that we know, we should make it and ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi.